Good morning, church.
Good morning, Charles.
Let's stand, let's rise, let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you for today that we have here another day here on this earth. And Father, we are determined to take advantage of it, no matter what Satan tries to do. And so, Father, as we are going to lift up our voices here this morning in praise and honor to you, Father, we just ask that once again that you would just come and meet us here with your Holy Spirit, that as we sing forth praises, that you would just meet us. It would be a powerful time of worship, a time like we've never had before. We just thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Joy of the Lord is strength. The joy of the Lord is my 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 strength.
Thank you, Lord.
Are lifted at Calvary.
Isn't that a good song?
Sacrifice of love has won my power.
Young. Death was kind of a scary thing, even though I knew I'd been born again at the age of 5. But you know, it's something that we all know that we have to face it at some point. If you look at the last verse here, verse 5, it says, "Oh, that day when freed from sinning." Death is not a bad thing. It's a promotion. When we go to the other side, we get to be with Jesus. To be freed from sin, to see His lovely face, and just to bask in all that heaven is. It is going to be so nice. All the trials, cares of this world will be forgotten and left behind. And the only thing that matters is God at that point. Jesus was sitting next to a well, and he was thirsty after walking quite a ways. And a Samaritan woman came up, and he said, "Could you give me a drink of water?" And she said, "You're a Jew, and you would ask me for water to give water to you?" And he said, "If you knew who I was, you would ask me, and I would give you living water, that you would drink of it, and you will never thirst again. Fill my cup, Lord."
Thank you. exalted above the heavens, and thy glory is above all the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. From this time forth, even forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Lord, great are thy marvelous works that you have done, and thy thoughts to us word. They cannot be reckoned in or unto thee. If we declare and speak of them, they're more than they can be numbered. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise your holy name, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. And we pray today, let our mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Oh, let our mouth be filled, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise the Lord in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him on account of the excellence of his greatness. Praise him with the sound of trumpets. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him upon the sound cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. And let everything that has breath to praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, for great is our God and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. And we shall call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. And we want to thank you today for being with us. Thank you for touching us today. Thank you for moving in the midst of us in such a mighty way. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory in this body of believers. Lord, we might be going through tribulation after tribulation, but you said in your word, call upon me and I will answer thee, and I will be with you in trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. And also in Jeremiah 33:3 says, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and I will do great and mighty things that you knowest not. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you're there. You stick closer than a brother. There's none beside you. And we thank you and praise you today. Oh, what we can say today, what can separate us from the love of Christ? Can tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors in him that loved us. For I am persuaded, not neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, no things present, no things to come, no height, no depth, no any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you are going through any trials and tribulations, call upon him and he will answer you. And we want to thank you today that we have victory in our lives. We're not alone. Oh, we're not alone. Oh, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is here. All we need to do, call upon him. And we want to thank you and praise you today for a day of victory, a day of celebration, a day of excitement. And we thank you, Lord, for today for touching us and filling us with the knowledge of thy will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And we thank you today for victory. We pray, O Lord, to anoint the pastor today as he will deliver the message to us. We pray that you give him joy and peace in his heart. And Lord, we pray for freedom as he preaches the word. We pray, Father, give him freedom to preach and let the word come out with power. And we want to thank you today, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. We ask you today that you bless the finances. Bless it more and more. And we want to thank you, Lord, that you are our provider and you have given us great riches in Christ Jesus. We pray today, O Lord, that you will fill every chair in this sanctuary. Every chair will be filled, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let it be only standing people, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And you are more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, we pray, O Lord, that you touch your people, that they will give to the work of the Lord and give with gladness, we pray, Lord. And we want to thank you today for, O Lord, for blessing this offering and making it multiply. And we thank you and use it in the kingdom of God, we pray. Lord, we want to give you today all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's people said, Amen.
Good morning. Gonna have testimony time. I got a quick testimony. Well, it's I don't know if you'd classify this as a testimony. Okay, but it is an observation. I think it's titled "It Pays to Be Ready." Okay, so I'm going to read from Luke 12:37. It says, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. So I had a little example this week that where I was happy to be ready. And I went to bed on Wednesday night early because I had to get up about 3 o'clock in the morning. I had to be in Davis at 5 in the morning. So I had to meet another contractor there. And, you know, most of us start early. So anyway, so I went to bed around 8:30 or something like that. And then I got a phone call, woke me up. Then I got another phone call at 10:30. These employees calling in. And you never know what what you're going to get. So at 10:30 I had a call saying I got to go to LA tomorrow. So anyway, I'm back asleep again, and at 11:30 I wake up to a siren in my own house. I have an alarm system, so all of a sudden my alarm has gone off. So I jumped out of bed, my wife jumped out of bed, turned the light on, and immediately I went for my fishing pole. You know, some of you know what we call our fishing pole. Right. So it's made out of steel. Okay, so within a couple seconds I had that in my hand, and I'm going to go see what's going on. So I'm heading down my hallway. And then the phone rings. That's my alarm company calling. Okay. So anyway, I searched the house, found no open doors or windows, and then I searched my backyard. I feel sorry for anybody that would have been uncovered in that search. So and we deemed it as a false alarm. But after all was said and done, and when I went back to bed, of course, you know, that keys you right up. So I didn't get to sleep again for another hour. And but I said to myself, how would it have been if I had to get my fishing rod out of the lockbox and then unlock the trigger lock, then load it? Where would I have been? You know what I mean? So I thought, it pays to be ready. And I think, you know, that is just an example of where we got to be. We got to be ready. Yeah. When Jesus comes back, I don't think most of the earth is going to be ready. But I want to be ready. So anyway, that was a little fishing story. Okay. So that's my story for today. Now, some of you might know now what our key word to fishing rod is. Okay, so Irene, do you have a testimony?
Well, there's a lot of testimonies, but I'm going to just focus to what the Lord told me this morning. And, of course, the main thing is that I give Him glory for all the opportunities that He gives me to witness to people in different places. And it's just... it's just His anointing. There's nothing I can say because I don't even know when it's going to happen. But the opportunity come, and sometimes it's just a sowing a seed, but many times it's just reaping it. And people just give their life to the Lord. And I'm just so overwhelmed by how He does it. But my main thing is to share something that's in my heart today, and that's from the Word of God, because when we walk with the Lord, at the same time, there are all those attacks and trials that come to test our endurance and strength in Him. So I had a few moments of really struggle and testing, but I'm over with and I'm triumphant. And the Lord showed me the scripture to make it clear to me. And that's from Hebrew 1. God at sundries time and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, had in this last day spoken unto us by His Son, whom Him have appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power. Now, He talks about purging our sins. Of course, that's Jesus the Messiah. But this word, and I knew it before, but it just came again very strong in my heart, that says that He upholds all things by the word of His power. And it's not the power of His word as He speaks. His word is full of powers. Anything He says is powerful because He's the God Almighty. But He said the word of His power is Jesus. And He upholds all things. So I said, Lord, in all those times, You uphold me. You uphold the situation. You uphold the trial. You uphold the testings. You uphold all the confrontation of the enemy. You uphold it now. And that the revelation that I can know that He upholds it. I don't have to be overwhelmed, and I can just stand and see the salvation of the Lord, because He upholds it by Himself. Jesus upholds it for me. So I just came over and I'm praise Him for helping me and holding onto that overcoming power that He's in my life. Thank you.
Amen. When you have that power, you don't have to worry about anything. Did you have a testimony, Carol? Okay. You ready?
Actually, this is kind of a meditation that the Holy Spirit gave to me when we were singing that song, "The Joy of the Lord is Our Strength." And the word came to me that we are to guard our joy. Because if we don't have the joy of the Lord, we don't have the strength. And what do we need strength for? We need strength so we can resist temptation. So what if we're tempted to be afraid? Fear is really big under certain situations. And other times you think, oh, I don't have any fear. But things happen. Things can happen to any of us, and fear can come in. And we need that strength to resist that fear. And then other times discouragement comes. We want to give up. We want to throw in the towel. What's the use, we say. But no, the Lord wants us to be strong in the inner man. And so where are we going to get this strength? We get it from that joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And that's supernatural joy. It's not the kind of joy. It's not happiness that comes with situations. This is inner joy and peace that comes from the Holy Spirit. This is not the happiness that the world gives. They talk about joy and happiness, but they have no idea about this kind of joy, because this is different. And this is the kind of joy that sustains you in sorrow. When you have lost a loved one and you are grieving, you still have an inner joy, because you know that God is in control of everything. And so that was what the Holy Spirit was telling me really strongly, is that for us to guard that joy and practice that joy, the joy of the Lord, nurture it so that we are always walking in the joy of the Lord. Check yourself and make sure that you have that joy.
Amen. So that's big time. Okay, Natalia.
My arm.
Sorry.
Your hands are cold.
And they're rough, too.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust.
Amen. Onward.
Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the warrior master, unto Christ the king, this to countless ages see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward, then ye people, join our happy throne, when thou shalt voice in the dry of songs, glory, love, and honor unto Christ the King, this to countless ages, let the angels sing. Onward, Christian soldier, marching heads to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. This morning, Natalia asked me why I'm still calling her a minor child. She says she's, last night, was the first time, I mean, she got rid of her crib last night and slept on a full-size bed. And she has her own desk lamp, so she feels like she's matured. So praise God for that. I have a true story to tell. The names have not been changed to protect the innocent. Vasily and Ksenia. 2 weeks ago, 40 years past, was our 40th anniversary. I praise God for fusing us together for all those years. This beautiful lady, her parents and my parents, they fled the Soviet Union country across the border at the same time. So they shared a lot of stories and a lot of things to talk about before they all passed away. But they're all gone to be with Jesus. this gorgeous young lady came up to San Francisco on one of those Volkswagen Bugs, lime green, kind of light green with flowers stuck all over the place. Later I found out that the flowers were to cover the little dents and scratches. Anyway, this surfer girl moves up to San Francisco and you know the rest. It took two trials or attempts to lure her or convince her to join me. We had a beautiful wedding. There was almost 500 people at the church in San Francisco, and unforgettable. And a couple of weeks ago, we were over my brother's house, and I didn't know this, but 40 years passed, I found out that he had video movies of us, which was wonderful. So now I could once in a while look back at those things, those movies. But I still have that vivid memory of that beautiful bride of mine. I just want to give a short version of our life. The first 8-10 years we had a perfect marriage, perfect, wonderful family life. The joy, having three children. Of course, the enemy doesn't like that too well, so he has made many attempts to interfere in our Christian walk. As time went on, there was other attempts, even almost as severe as Xenia's. She almost died, but God's victory overpowered the evil. The other glorifying event was several years ago. We came to Christ, and being born again, that gave joy in our hearts, and also restored the faith and confidence in our children, except for one. We're constantly praying for her to turn around. And our boys are walking with God, and we praise God for that. And the main thing I just want to point out that God's the only way, and salvation, and no matter what the enemy throws at you, just hang in there and just look up to God. Don't look down. Amen.
Okay. Did I see a hand waving in the back? Yes. Satiris. Okay. See how Vasily covered 40 years in about 3 minutes?
Praise the Lord. My fish and Paul is the Word of God. Myself and the pastor, we do not know those expressions. Okay. I have some good news. The Lord is good, and all the glory belongs to Him. Through some friend, we found out that this man in the hospital was dying, and the next couple of days they're going to take him out of the hospital and put him into a hospice house where there will be there some care for him. So me and Joanne, we decided that we should go and pray for him. They had given up. He said to us that the doctors gave up. Nothing can be done. There's nothing they can do for him, so they were going to release him. So we know one thing, that when the doctors give up, God comes through. And he really came through. So we went, we were praying as we were going on the road. We prayed when we reached the hospital. We sat down and prayed, and we allowed the Lord. We asked the Lord, "This is your, it's your task. Use us," we prayed today. And God, he gave me a word. He says, this man had cancer in the throat, and he had cancer also in his kidneys. So there was no hope from what the people were saying. And one of them was his brother that told us that. So he gave me a word. He says in Proverbs, Proverbs 18, anyhow, it says that the power, there is life in the power of the tongue. There's death and life in the power of the tongue. And they that eat it shall eat the fruit thereof. And so this is the word that he gave me. So when we go, we sat down with him. And one thing that I explained to him, I said, after I prayed, I said, you know that these diseases do not come just like that. There is a reason for it. There is a spiritual root. And I asked him, what is your bitterness towards? So he was mumbling. He was not sure what it was. And then his brother intervened, and he says, well, you have bitterness towards Kathy, which was the stepmother, which also was in Satanism and all this. And he said, I thought I forgave her and this and that. So and then the other brother also, he mentioned different other things. So we found out that really he had bitterness in his heart. So are you willing to forgive those people and ask God to forgive you? So he said, yes. So we pray. We led him into the prayer of asking God to forgive him for bitterness in his heart towards these people and so on. And all other things that he was involved in. So we did a blanket prayer, and then I asked the Lord, I asked him to repeat after me, and sure enough, he repeated the prayer. He asked God to forgive him for bitterness, forgive him for unforgiveness, for a lot of other things. And then we did a blanket prayer and said, forgive me, Lord, for anything that I've done in my life, anything that was not pleasing to you. I ask you to forgive me. And he repeated the prayer, and then we commanded the spirit of bitterness to loose him and all the other things that were that he was involved in. Then the next thing that the Lord had me do, I said to him, we'd like to pray for you that you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. He said that he was saved, but it was not certain whether he was saved. And the Lord gave me the idea to pray for him for salvation. And then Joanne says, she was sitting down on the other side, and she said, why don't you let all the people, there were about a dozen people there or more, let all join hands and let them all repeat the sinner's prayer. So we did that. And I was planning to do it afterwards, but it was a good idea the way God led her to do that. So we prayed, and everyone repeated the sinner's prayer, and it was wonderful. It was a move of God. I don't remember everything that took place, but it was a move of God there that you cannot even imagine how strong the power of God was there. And everyone prayed the sinner's prayer in there, even those who were saved. There were few that were saved in there. They prayed also the sinner's prayer, and it was a wonderful thing. The next thing is that one lady that was also born again Christian, she said that, I'm glad you remind me because I have bitterness in my heart towards different people that hurt me and so on. So this had a multiple effect. A lot of people were touched and realized that, there are other things that causes different diseases to take place. And that's one of the things that we realized there, that that there were more people that had this problem and everything. So I praise God for that, that we left rejoicing. And we plan also to go again and speak with those people. We have another meeting. So I don't remember everything that went on, but it was we were led by the Spirit of God. And God used Joanne in various ways while we were doing this. She brought up different other things that he was that needed to be dealt with. So I praise God for that, and now all the glory belongs to Him. Amen.
All righty. I think that's it for testimonies. Pastor John. Your birthday, yes. You're on the hook, Peter. Come on up here. Nobody gets a birthday by Pastor John, that's for sure. Yeah. So.
He's very shy.
Yes. Well, come on up here. You can't be shy around here. So how old are you, Peter?
64.
Looking good. Yeah, he is. He looks good for 64. Any tips for us
to look so good at 64? Yeah, I have noticed something. I'm 64 today, and I have somebody who will be 70 this year.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you have to figure it out. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, Natalia, when you were up here, and I'd like to share it with the people that are here and also that are watching us or listening to us, that Natalia is a little evangelist, right? And when she goes around and she talks to people about the Lord. Now, Cindy, do you have any specific story you remember what you talked about? She talks about Jesus. She's not shy. And if they are sinning, she tells them. You're all right, Natalia. Praise God. Well, we're going to have our prayer time. And we got this request here. Thursday night, I was teaching on faith and how to be victorious and how to have faith. And I really emphasized that. So I got this prayer request here. It's from Pamela, and I think this for a lot of people would feel the same way. She said, Pastor John, please ask our Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, His Son, to help our unbelief. If God can lower gas prices and bring rain upon the earth, can't He help our unbelief? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And then she has Luke 1:37. And, of course, God wants to drive out unbelief. So we're going to pray that today all unbelief will be driven out from people in our ministry. So let's get up here and let's have our prayer time. And we'll be thanking the Lord. So Charles, would you come up and lead the congregation in the prayer against unbelief?
Father, I just ask that you just give me the words that you would have me to say right now. Father, unbelief is prevalent among everybody. It's not isolated to any single individual. And so, Father, when it comes to simple things of things that are impersonal to us, such as gas prices, we can have lots of faith. But when it comes to things that are near and dear to us, it's harder at times. But nevertheless, Father God, we ask that you would just fill us with a supernatural faith, to believe and to expect the impossible in every situation, that no matter what it would be, Father, even Jesus himself said that if you believe this, that take a mountain and to toss it into the sea. And we know the laws of gravity and the enormity of that. But faith supersedes that. And so, Father, we just ask that you would just, like it says, help my unbelief. That we would believe and expect the impossible. That with man, some things are possible. But with God, nothing is impossible. And that is our prayer this morning, in Jesus' name.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to pray today like they did in the book of Acts when they were threatened by the authorities and the church came together and rejoiced. And they prayed for boldness to witness, to speak the word of Jesus with boldness. And Father God, we pray right now for Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, for our mission organization, EAEC, that Father God, if we give all of us boldness to speak, boldness to pray, boldness to cast out demons when there's a need, boldness to pray for the sick. Father, as the world is getting worse and worse, and things are getting dimmer and dimmer, increase our power and our light. And Father God, take away all intimidation, every ounce of intimidation and unbelief and all the garbage the devil give to us. Guilt, shame, inferiority, insecurity, remove it from us, Lord. And make us to be filled with your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, you're going to use us. You're using us. And we're going to have a glorious future, Father God, in heaven. But give us a glorious road as we travel to that goal. And this we ask, and we thank you, our Heavenly Father, for the little rain we got through the night. And we thank you, Father God, that you will give California at least two more good soakings. That, Father God, every reservoir will be filled. And we will have for food and water this coming summer. Not that we deserve it, but our grace. And we pray for the rest of the world, Father God, that you minister to all God's people and give them strength and power to live for you. And that you will meet all our needs, Lord. Regardless of where you are in the world. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen and amen. You may be seated.